News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's consumer watchdog says schools could be making back-to-school shopping more expensive for families by limiting competition among suppliers. And Gráinne Griffin, the Director of Communications with the Competition, Consumer and Protection Commission, joins us in studio. Morning, Gráinne. Thanks a million for coming in. I suppose in the warning, you said that some schools are unwittingly suppressing competition. What do you mean by that?
So we've gone out and engaged with schools on this issue, and they've said to us that, look, we're not consciously taking decisions that are going to drive up prices for parents or that are going to reduce competition in the market. It's simply that we have these arrangements with exclusive suppliers that have been in place for years, potentially even decades. We send parents down to this particular shop to buy maybe the crested jumper, crested polo shirts, crested uniforms. I mean, the list does go on. But the end result of that is that it costs parents an awful lot more money, and it means that businesses can't compete for that business. So it does suppress competition in the local economy. And as the competition authority, that's something we certainly want to see addressed.
And are schools typically tied into contracts there, or could this, is this something they can actively change at any time?
Oh, they can actively change it. I mean, actually, when we talk to schools, the ones that we've engaged with say there is not even a written agreement in place. Like, these arrangements are just that long standing. But even if there was a written agreement in place, I mean, really what you'd want to see is that arrangement reviewed every 2 to 3 years to make sure that the companies that you're that are supplying your uniforms or your devices are really offering good value, good service. You know, the parents are getting what they pay for.
And what kind of difference are you talking for the parents for one of these uniforms specifically versus, say, a generic one that could be got in a couple of retailers?
The cost differences are huge. I mean, we heard from a parent last week who was buying a branded PE kit, like a top and shorts. It was at a cost of €80. And they were telling us that they could get the equivalent items on the high street for 20. I mean, it's a really big difference in cost. And it's worse in secondary schools because you see way more crested items being used. And it's particularly bad for girls' schools because you tend to see the skirts and all these other items being added on. And ultimately, it's just excessive. Nobody is saying that schools can't have a school jumper, although ideally the crest would be sew-on or iron-on. But we're hearing from parents who are buying crested polo shirts and crested jumpers to go on top of them, crested coats to go on top of that, maybe a particular tie, a particular skirt. It's just costing parents more, and they don't have the option to shop around from multiple suppliers to get good value for money.
Is the school, though, or some of the schools at least, do they not want that? They want the students to look, or the, you know, the school has a reputation out and about that is represented by the students, and they want them in some of the fancy gear in order to look better.
I mean, in our engagement with schools, like we say, it's not a conscious decision to charge parents more. These are just long-standing arrangements. And so we've written to all schools and we are asking them to look at your arrangements. Like, really think carefully, is this what your school wants to require from parents? And what steps can you take to ensure there are more suppliers, that there's more competition, and ultimately that this all of these costs come down for parents.
Is this just for uniforms, or are you seeing it with things like tablets and stuff as well?
We're seeing it across the board. We do see it for devices as well. Now, we hear less from consumers about the device cost simply because there are fewer schools that require parents to buy devices. What you tend to hear on devices is, look, I don't know why I'm being asked to go to a particular supplier. Now, sometimes there can be very practical reasons why schools look for a centralised supplier for IT equipment. But what you tend to see then is maybe that schools are asking parents to buy a full bundle. So they're asking them to buy the tablet, but then there's an insurance add-on. There's a case add-on. Maybe there's a stylus add-on. And what we're saying to schools is you really have to require parents to buy only the bare essentials. If you want to offer a second bundle with all those add-ons for parents who want to get the whole shebang and, you know, who can afford to pay for it, that's fine. But the actual requirement for parents needs to be brought down to the bare essentials. And you need to communicate with parents to say, well, look, what competitive process did you go through in appointing that supplier for tech devices? So parents can be confident that schools are really taking steps to protect them when they set these arrangements and that they will get value for money.
Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Thanks a million for joining us in studio.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.